USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences.
Well, we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free 2 years after Russian troops invaded their country. Pharmacies across the country in the U.S. are having trouble filling customer orders because of a cyber attack. Corey Myers has details.
That attack on Change Healthcare allows pharmacies to receive the prescription, but isn't allowing pharmacies to bill insurance. CVS and Walgreens are aware of the outage and say, as far as they can tell, they've not been affected. Some smaller pharmacy groups asking if they could wait a couple days to fill their medication until that outage is fixed.
Republican politicians are accusing President Biden's brother James Biden of lying about his business career during their closed-door interview earlier in South Carolina. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, among the lawmakers claiming the president's younger brother was dishonest, she spoke on Fox Business.
I believe James Biden committed perjury on the stand. Everything about the Biden brand is nothing but perjury and lies. These guys cannot tell the American people or investigators or those behind closed doors in these depositions. They cannot tell the truth.
House Republicans have yet to uncover any evidence of wrongdoing that involves President Biden. A Georgia judge will decide if Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis should be removed from the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Georgia State Senator Elena Parent defended D.A. Willis.
Fani Willis, as she said immortally, is not on trial.
This is USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Donald Trump is racking up delegates after a big win in South Carolina, but despite her loss in her home state, Nikki Haley says she is staying in the race through at least Super Tuesday. Laura Winters reports.
I'm grateful to South Carolina. I always have been and I always will be. And I'm grateful that today is not the end of our story.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Authorities say 8 men lost their lives in a 2-vehicle head-on collision in California last week. On Friday, the California Highway Patrol said a total of 9 men were involved in the crash when one passenger miraculously survived. The collision happened 6:15 a.m. Friday when the driver of a black Chevy pickup truck veered in and out of the 2-lane highway in Madera, California, about 25 miles northwest of Fresno, and crashed into a GMC van carrying 8 individuals. All 8 of the occupants of the van were killed. On Friday, a South Carolina man was convicted of killing a black transgender woman in what marks the nation's first federal trial for an alleged hate crime based on gender identity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.